want to try something. And if you know the response, teach the others. God is good. No. Nope. God is good all the time. Let's try this again. God is good
all the time.
Okay, remember that. Today's reading, if God was my financial advisor, I would be scared silly. This is high risk, man. This is, high risk investment here. As we learn today, God does expect us to be good stewards and kind of watch where, how we are using what he has given us. But God doesn't like pinch pennies. He wants us to use whatever we've been given and use it for the glory of heaven. You see, in today's reading, he begins by talking about, the kingdom of heaven, the kingdom of God. And what he's talking about is not this far off place behind the clouds. What he's beginning to talk about is when the kingdom of earth and the kingdom of heaven are starting to come together. With Jesus, this began. We're not quite there yet, but we're moving towards that. And for the kingdom of heaven to grow, to exist, to come closer, for those walls to start coming down, it takes us to go out and to proclaim the good news, to use whatever gifts and talents that God has given us, to take the word of Christ and to leave other people know it. Sometimes it's by our words, other times it's by our actions. God wants us to take big risks, not to play it safe. Other words, we're supposed to put ourselves out there. Now, as I said, if God was my financial advisor, I would be really scared. But at the end, I would probably be really excited by when I saw saw that year-end check. But, we know God isn't really talking about money here. He's talking about your willingness to use what he has given you. Now, sometimes we have to look within us to see how God has blessed us, to find out what those particular gifts are. Now, there are some people who do have the gift of what we often refer to as evangelism. And anybody who talks about Episcopalians thinking evangelism as a dirty word, get over it. I'm really kind of, this is a stereotype that we really need to get over as a people of God. Because if we are truly a people of God, we are truly Christians, proclaiming the good news is what we're all about. We're not supposed to be like that servant. When we come here on Sundays and hear the word of God, to just, put in the back of our heads or to take the little sheets home with us and put it on our own table. We're supposed to take what we've learned here today, what we've heard, and bring it out to the world in which we live. The church is not a place that is confined by walls or property markers. When we talk about a parish or a mission, we're not talking about a building or a small group of people. We're talking about the larger area we have been given by God to serve. Now, it's scary at times, and that is part of being human. I think a lot of times when people don't go out and proclaim the good news, it has nothing to do with laziness. It doesn't do anything with not having the time. I think more often than not, when we do not go out and proclaim the good news, it's more about a fear that we're not worthy, that our story isn't good enough, that there are other people who are more qualified, that there are people who are more gifted at proclaiming the good news. But the wonderful thing is that God has called us all, and that we all have something to share. We have our own experiences, our own understandings, and we also have the knowledge that we're not doing it by ourselves. Along with having Christ in our corner, we have one another to support us, to hold us up, to teach us. Every once in a while, when it comes back on us, to come and sometimes maybe get a little bit of comfort, or a little bit of encouragement. But evangelism, that proclaiming the good news, is all about taking a risk. Of being willing to take a chance that this person that's before you may be hungry for something spiritual. They may be waiting for somebody to invite them into the church and may not even know they're waiting for that invitation. And who are we to keep it from them? So my sisters and brothers, I encourage you not to be cheap or thrifty or pinch your faith. I know about penny pinching. I have a German grandmother. Actually, I have two German grandmothers, so I know cheap. But what God has asked us to do is to go out and just take a chance. And if you proclaim the good news to somebody and they don't seem like they accept it, you haven't lost anything. And you never know, you may have planted a seed. I often think about my own story, because the first few times I was brought to the Episcopal Church or told about Christ, it really didn't seem like it was about me. It's one of those things, appreciate it, thanks a lot, and all that. But it was years later, sometimes after the fact, that those things that other people had shared with me started to come forward. And so when I really did feel this real need and call to come to a church, I knew where I wanted to go. I knew where I was supposed to be called to. So I encourage you to do that for other people, to let them know about where you go to church, why it's important to you, why your relationship with Christ, your life with God, makes a difference. To invite them to come join you on Sunday or to one of our events, to let them know that in a hard, dark world, there is a lot of light. I love our reading from Paul this morning, where he talks about us being children of the light and children of the day. That we are the ones that called out to shed the light of Christ to others. So please don't do like the last servant and hide what you've been given in the ground or in your head. But let your light shine. Let people see your heart. Let them know that our God is generous, is willing to take risks, and will give us whatever we need to proclaim the kingdom.